بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. This is a bit soft on the live streaming. Is anybody who can put it louder? Last week they mentioned not so. Since the last few weeks we've been discussing the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hasibu. This is the sifat, attribute, a name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the being who suffices for everyone, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for every single creation of His, that every single creation is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all aware, all informed. Allah is Sami', Allah is Basir, Allah is Hafiz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the needs of His creation more than they know their own needs. Whatever the needs of insan are also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made freely available. And this we mentioned many a times, that Hazrat Wala also explains to us, that those things that insan needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices for him. The thing he needs the most, oxygen, Allah made it freely available. Allah didn't put a charge to it. There was a charge at one time, coronavirus. And subhanallah, we saw the value of oxygen then. But a person now couldn't breathe, couldn't get enough oxygen. Then we make qadr and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, for his, our necessities, Allah ta'ala made it very, very freely available, or heavily subsidized also. So one is the air that we are breathing, and the water we are drinking, the food we are eating. Yeah, our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says that all these bounties of Allah that we really need for our existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it free, Allah ta'ala subsidized it very, very heavily. To one grain of rice, you can't put a value to it. The import, the export, and the whole harvesting of it, etc. Allah ta'ala says so many rands a kilo. But really, if you put a real price to it, nobody will be able to afford it. When it comes to water also, we know the entire system behind this, the water to reach now our homes. How Allah ta'ala has made the system, Allah ta'ala subsidized it. So Allah Ta'ala suffices for all these things. It is for us to ponder and to apply our mind. Ya Allah, how are you sufficing me every day to the extent? One quality of Allah, you have to ponder over it, we fall in love with Allah. Sometimes a man loves his wife because of her cooking. Sometimes because of her baking. Sometimes because she takes care of the kids so well. Or because she makes his khidmat. Or because she's soft in nature. Or because she brought him onto deen. Everything else is alright, but one thing in her now caught him. I can't make enough shukr. Allah Ta'ala put us together because of your certain qualities, and how, alhamdulillah, that you do everything in the house, whatever it may be. So because of that, now sometimes you get upset with her, but he said, you know what? After all, she's a good woman. She does this and she does that. Alhamdulillah. Because of that, now we love the wife so much. So beyond that, Allah Ta'ala does everything for us. Not just one or two or three. Allah Ta'ala does everything for us. Allah suffices us for everything that we need. So he has it explains also that since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full power to be sufficient for all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not placed any ladder, guard, worker, official, messenger, or secretary at his door to call out to him. How Hazrat explains also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anytime you need Allah, unlike insan, we never heard till today. Then now you have to pick up the phone, see whether you got enough airtime. I'm calling Allah, now mustn't get cut. This is Jigara. If you dial to, you won't hear now that some secretary there, or some automatic voice over there, therefore English press 1, Zulu press 2, Urdu press 3. No. Whatever language, Allah is listening to you. And then you'll never hear now, sorry, you're on hold right now, you're in the queue, number 121. Right? The sale will only end at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. After that, it's full price again. You never heard that. Allah says, anytime you want to call, there's no queue. You don't have to wait. It can be any language. The call won't drop also. The reception, if it's bad, is from your side. That's from Allah Ta'ala's side. You're in the wrong place, the wrong frame of mind, or in the wrong amal right now. So you're dropping the line. Allah is not dropping the line. Allah Ta'ala is whole. Allah's line will never fall. Subhanallah. Hazrat says that we never heard this about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent, the Hazrat says also, even if you can't speak, the person is born dumb, Allah knows the language of heart also. What is in his heart, Allah knows. He can't see it, but Allah knows what's in his heart. Allah hears that also. Allah is all informed of that also. Allah suffices for him. Now imagine if Banda doesn't know Allah, he said, now, how do I get to Allah? What must I do? Allah says, just lift your hands. Even if you don't lift your hands, just call out to me. Udu'uni astajib lakum. Allah said, you call to me, I will respond to you. I will, no doubt whatsoever. Unlike myself, we say, by any time, 24/7, you call me. But 2 o'clock in the morning, hey, the brother is calling now. I'll tell him the phone was silent. Tell him I'm busy, I'm in a meeting right now. If Jamaat goes to somebody's house, youngster will come out. Father is at home. My father said he's not here. Father told him from inside, tell them I'm not here. We never heard that about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is there all the time. Closer to us in our jugular vein also. If only ponder over this one name of Allah, and we say to Allah, Ya Allah, you are sufficient for me. Ya Allah, you are sufficient for me. You see how Allah will suffice the person. Whatever problems, Ya Allah, I can't make my salah, I can't make my Quran. Ya Allah, I know you will suffice. Allah wants to hear that. That strength of your muhabbat and love and conviction. Right? Even our young son or young daughter also. Really, the wife doesn't mean it. But she just says it in a style, in a way. How a person now gets thrown off his feet. I'll do anything for the family. I'll do. Sometimes Sunday, father is tired. Wife will tell the children, Abba is coming now. I just be nice and sweet. I talk to him nicely, he'll take us out. He'll take you out for some ice cream or whatever it is now. And because they've been put up to it, whether they mean it or not, but they're doing it now just to put him in a corner, and the work gets done. He takes them out. He said, I'm going to tell them no. How am I going to tell them no? But who plotted the whole thing? The home ministry. Minister of home affairs. But she's got her cabinet there. So she used them. She's used them, alhamdulillah. The work is done. So we the same. Allah says, you don't need a whole cabinet. Just yourself. You just have to tell me. Just say, I'm sufficient for you, and I will suffice you. I will suffice you. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't need an intermediary, doesn't need an official messenger or a secretary or a guard or a worker. Then now it's after hours, the guard is there, sorry, boss is asleep right now, come tomorrow. We never heard that about Allah, come tomorrow. We never heard that about Allah, come tomorrow. The door is always open. Or any ladder there, whether you're going to scale the wall or something to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then now I'm going to do this. There's a ladder, there's some workers around there, nothing whatsoever. It's so easy to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but insan doesn't understand this, how much effort he makes now, just to get a loan from the bank. So much effort. Right? To get approved, put all his papers forward, whatever it may be now, he's making so much. Allah says, nothing, man. You don't need any papers, no application form, only supplication. No application, only supplication. Just call out to me, read your salah, 5 times daily salah, Quran tilawat, after every salah guaranteed one dua is accepted. Nabi Ali salatu wa salam said, after every far salah guaranteed one dua is accepted. In entreating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no need for any intermediary. These intermediaries are such that they themselves are in need of al-hasib jalla jalaluhu. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not will, nobody's work can be fulfilled. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is sufficient for everyone. So all these challenges will come. As you mentioned before, a person thinks sometimes, alhamdulillah, I'm progressing so much, still now there's a block here, there's a block there, things are not coming right. So our mind says, if I get taqwa and piety, now everything will work out smoothly. Ashaddul bala al-anbiya, thumma al-amthal fal-amthal. Hadith Sharif says more or less, that the people that were tested the most, Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam. Every year was a block. So we feel now, that how come? People ask also, Mawlana, I changed all my bad habits and good habits, to started my namaz. But things are coming right still. So by who are you doing it for? Are you doing it for the things to come right or for you to come right? I must come right. And Hadith Sharif says, the person who makes salah, who reforms and corrects his relationship with his creator, Allah will reform his relationship with the entire creation. You continue making your muhabbat and love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whether my dunya opens up, doesn't open up, I have to do it anyway. So we have this mindset. And how come I changed? I gave up this, I gave up that. Right? Oh, I came out from my insurances, I canceled now my policies, and I came out from the banks. But then two things are not coming right. And to us, what things are? My dunya. My dunya not coming right. So, subconsciously, we believe now that Allah Ta'ala's love, Allah's love for someone is displayed in the manner that Allah Pak gives him dunya. Hey, Allah loves him. Allah loves him, so Allah give him dunya now. Hadith Sharif says Allah Ta'ala gives dunya to those that He loves and those that He doesn't love also. But then Allah gives to those only who He loves. Then only to who He loves. May yuridi Allah bi khairan yufaqihu fi din. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person with whom Allah intends goodness for that person, Allah gives him the understanding of deen. Now he understands his deen, the concepts of deen, how to perform my salah, how to stand, how to tie my hands. Now understand my deen, Allah intends good for him. But our mind is still like that now, that if I come right, I read my namaz, then my dunya will be fixed up. My dunya will be fixed up. Not necessarily. Dunya is the criteria for Allah's muhabbat. Is that a gauge for a person now to measure how much Allah loves him? If that was the case, then look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What will say? Allah had no love for him. Didn't give him dunya. Look at Sahaba radiallahu anhu. He was a beloved of Allah. Beloved of Allah, but what? Meager means around him, facilities, the home, and the food, conveyance, everything. So this concept that now, if I get taqwa and bring my life unto obedience, then my dunya will open up. Then you get more pareshan. Then you will be more petrified. Then you will be more disturbed. As you make an effort towards Allah, the heart is more contentment. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. The hadith sharif, Nabi Ali said, dua Allah ta'ala, give me qana'at and give me contentment in what rosy you have given me. Little you give me, Allah, I'm content. Give me contentment in that. Now, as Hakim Sahib would say, we're scared to make this dua. Or we want more. Another dua he would teach us, Allahumma ja'alni miskina, wa mitni ma'al miskin, wa hshurni fi zumratil masakin, aw kama qala alayhi salatu. Ya Allah, make me among the poor ones. Ya Allah, give me death among them, raise me among them. As Hakim Sahib would teach us the dua, he said, they're scared to make this dua. Allah, become poor. He said, look, dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Miskin, we hear the word miskin, he said, this dua now, I'm not ready for it yet. He said, what dua means, Ya Allah, give me the qualities of the poor ones. Give me the qualities. How they live so simple. Even their death, on the day of Qiyamah, they'll be resurrected and they won't have burden on their back to carry. They'll be light. They'll just fly with the poor sirat, like the muhajireen. How quick they will pass over. They hardly had anything by them. He said, we're scared to make these du'as of sunnah, but doesn't mean now Allah Ta'ala make us poor, but Allah Ta'ala make us like the poor people in the qualities. How simple they are. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not will, nobody's work can be fulfilled. So as we're explaining, that if a person gets taqwa, then it might seem there's a block, things are not opening up, but as we mentioned before, the outcome will always be favorable. That condition that is a block right now, if it's bringing me closer to Allah, it's making me cry more, is making me more, read more nafil salah, more nafil sadaqah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he passed with flying colors. وَإِذِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ Our Hazrat Wala makes tarjuma. I remember the time, translation of the ayat. Allah ta'ala says, remember the time when his Rabb Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Rabb tested him with different types of tests. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ He passed with flying colors. From the time he was young, as he grew up, catapulted into the fire, there also Allah is sufficient for me. There too he passed with flying colors. Then when he came to his wife and his young son, leave them now in the barren land of Makkah al-Mukarramah. No questions. Left his wife. Wife also, no questions asked. Ibrahim, the command of Allah, yes, Allah is sufficient. She turned away and he continued. Then when he comes back after some time, oh Ibrahim, now take your son, slaughter him. Then Ibrahim do this, and Ibrahim do that. Oh, let's say he passed. He passed with flying colors. So the tests will come to test us. How we going to fare? Are we going to turn more to dunya or more to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? So all these tests will come to bring us closer. It doesn't bring us closer to Allah. As the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, the test doesn't bring us closer to the Allah, but turns us more to the makhluk and creation, then you failed. It wasn't a test, it was punishment for you. But if the test brought me closer to Allah, Allah says, dik, he passed, flying colors. Now he's come closer to me. So all these tests must come. And then Hazrat says also, don't be overwhelmed and don't be shocked. Ya Allah, how come me? But I'm doing this, Ya Allah, I changed my life, where I came from. Now I must go back to my old lifestyle. Some people say also, look at them, this couple or this family, so much of sin, hey, but they're flying everywhere. They're doing all of this, they're doing all of that, they're having a good life. Look at us now. We're trying and we're only fighting. Yes, when it comes to falsehood and batil, all are happy on falsehood. Nobody's fighting. When it comes to haqq, yes, there'll always be strife. There'll always be difficulty. Because dunya is a place of difficulty. It's not a place of comfort and ease. It's a place of imtihan and examination. We have understood our dunya life incorrectly because secularism. So we understood it now. We might not see it, but we grew up with a certain dream. Achhi gari, achha makan, khana peena, have a good life. Beautiful wife, beautiful children, nice car, nice home, enough money, you can go out. That's life. No. From which kitab we got that? Allah knows best. Lal kitab. Is there no page number? Somewhere we found it there. This is how life is supposed to be. And parents believe this. We're doing it for the children. Whereas Allah Pak said in Quran, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Ask the Quran, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's the default mode of dunya? Allah says, I made insan to live in difficulty. I made him to live in strife, in chaos, in difficulty. Life is like that. From the time he was born, before his birth already, his mother went through 9 months of difficulty. To bring him into this world was taklif. Was no maja, was no fun. Her whole life changed, morning sickness, and then different cravings, and then she can't eat, and then she's sick also. Just to bring insan into, there was no fun in it. Allah said, I made insan to live with difficulty. In all of that, he must find me. Because in fun, you will find Allah. We know that. When a person is having a good time, then he's preoccupied with that. Now when he's broken, then he say, Allah. Now from the heart, Allah will come out. So Allah Pak said, I made insan to live in difficulty. His life will come out like that. And whole tafsir is mentioned. We mentioned this before also. We'll just now repeat it. We made insan to live in difficulty. His coming to this world was difficult. His mother's life was on the line right now. Whether she'll pull through, she won't pull through. Sometimes she'll sacrifice her body to bring him into this world. Now he comes into this world. Now the father also is in difficulty. Got to pay for his birth is so much also. And then now to bring him up. Already when he's born, already now the karcho starts, expenditure starts. From the time the child, the first minute he's born, what he needs clothing already. Now he needs diapers already. So already difficulty starts with the father to look after this child. He comes with his barakat, but then too, parents feel it. Then the mother, her own existence becomes secondary. The child is first. He's feeding, cleaning him, bathing him, putting him to sleep. When she will sleep, after he sleeps. When she will eat, after he eats. When she will shower, after he takes a bath. Whole life changes completely. Completely. The taklif, la, difficulty of bringing the child up. This is the default mode of dunya. And then Mufti Shafi Sahib says, rahmatullah alayh, that as now he begins to grow up, now the difficult part of weaning him off the milk. Now the mother has to put a stone on her heart. Puts him in the cot, and now the time is up, not going to feed you anymore. And he's wailing and he's crying his guts out. But husband says, don't bring him in the bed. Just leave him there. You'll get him. Mother got fever, child got fever also. But this is the cliff. Then the teeth start coming out. Inna lillahi. Fever starts again. Then the child begins to crawl a little bit. Bangs his head in the wall. Begins to walk. Falls down. Then we think, masum, child, what guna he did? What guna he did? I come with stitches. Allah masum, no guna he got. Allah says, dunya by default is difficult. There's nothing easy. Who told you it's easy? Now, how come it became easy? Because we mastered the art of taking out the sweetness of this dunya. We mastered it. Allah has kept sweetness in dunya, let it get stuck on it. Allah has kept sweetness in dunya as appetizer for jannat. Window shopping for jannat, what I kept for you there. But we love the sweetness so much, ya Allah, I can't leave it. We're stuck in the window right now. The window is so smart. We just do window shopping and we're tasting. And we don't want to leave. Allah says, is it only window shopping, banda? Don't get stuck over here. But I love it so much over here, I don't want to leave from here. I love it. I don't want to leave. My family, my home, my car, my this, my that. Right? We see how much we love our dunya also. Yes, we have to look after it. Or sometimes, to the extent now, people have OCD. No eating in the car. Oh, mustn't eat in the car. Yes, there's limits. We understand them. But you can clean it. Don't dirty the hearts. You can clean the car later on. But now the car is in the heart. Car is in the heart. Hazrat gives the example. A person bought his new car, went to sleep for the afternoon, comes out later on and he sees around the entire car is scratched with a rusted nail. Father loses his mind. Who did this? Then he sees his little son running in the corner of the garden with the nail in his hand. Grabbed that son and took the nail and he stabbed his hand with it. Poked his hand with the rusted nail. Out of anger. How dare you do this to my car? Before he knew it, son broke into a fever, rushed him to hospital, infection, amputation. Child comes after 1 week, and he comes to his mother. He says, "Mommy, Ma, Papa can fix the car. You can fix the car. Can you replace my hand also?" He said, "No, your hand you can't replace. But the car you can replace. But the love of the car has come. The love of the machine, the love of the kitchen, the love of the bathroom. Never. Yes, we have to look after it. But now, to what extent we've gone now with the OCD, and this thing and that thing. So by default, dunya is a difficult place. Now how we made it so smooth, as I mentioned now, we learned the art of taking out the sweetness from this dunya. Allah has kept sweetness there, and how we just pulling it out. This finish now, this little spot finish, what's the next thrill? Now we know the pedal is carrying on. How long is it going to carry on? Allah knows. So the insaniyat is wasted in it, finished. There's something else they throw at us. As you mentioned before, they'll come with all this filth, they eat it, digest it, defecate it, vomit it, and give it to the ummah. Now you run behind it. We are already now sick of it, right? Already so much fitna took place behind a certain thing, now you all start with it. The ummah runs behind it. They'll finish something else, throw it back at us. Now you all start with it now. Then the ummah will take to it again. And it carries on a cycle. And the ones in the top are having a good laugh. Look at them. Look at the Muslims. They should be running to masjid tomorrow. They should be early in the masjid for salah, for fajr salah, but it's tired. I had to go play this, I had to go play that. They're not playing. You won't find any international Jewish team. I don't know if you get any Jewish international team that's very good in any sport. But you can see where they're good, na'uzubillah, what they're doing to the Muslims. And how they bluff the Muslims, and they have nothing. Unfortunately, that when it comes to the halat of the Muslims right now, spiritually also, still music, dancing, TV, like it's not even haram. Murat also in the clothing, they're not even haram anymore. Our kids are wearing it also. Now you find little characters also. And you see them children wearing it sometime, or cartoon characters on this toys. Looks like one, well, I don't know what to use, a faulty character. With just one eye. Like one Dajjal. Already they are training the children. Dajjal come, don't be scared. You'll have two eyes, one eye will not be working. But they're already now training the children. Usually it should be spooky and scary to see somebody with one eye. But they made it so cute. The Dajjal will come to, they say, he's so cute he looks. Whole mind is warped completely. You're making them wear it, you're buying toys for them like that. And already now you're making them murids of the Dajjal and Shaitan. Signing them up. Parents are doing it. So the sweetness of dunya, we're sucking it out from here and there, here and there. That's why the Hazrat says, if you have guna and sin in your life, you're not controlling your eyes from halal things also. You mentioned this before. Hazrat says, control your eyes from haram things. Don't even look at halal things too. Halal things meaning that which you don't have to look at. But what we suppose look at? Hazrat says, you go in the house, look at the wife, I'm looking down. Who don't look at her? Don't look at her. She don't look at you also. Children come now, busy now, busy now. All the sawab is there. The Masih al-Ummat, Masih al-Khan Sahib, Rahimullah, used to say that when you go home, khub loot lo. Allah ki rahmat, loot lo. What it means when you go home, you say go and loot. English word also loot. Go and loot the rahmat and mercy of Allah in your home. There's so much of rahmat in your home. You got children in the Quran Sharif, your wife is sitting at home the entire day, she's doing her amal. Go and take how much rahmat you have from the house. But now we can't. He can't smile, she can't smile, children can't smile. But where are we smiling? Everywhere else. Everywhere else is smiling. Friends, ladies smiling, good friends smile. They got selfies, smileys. And they put so much on the, even this, what emoji cones or emoticons, whatever they call now. Even those are impermissible too. What little words now you put there, right, with the eyes, etc., not permissible. Just avoid it. This slowly leads to bigger and haram things. But those things are not permissible also. We shouldn't even use those things too. But those things, we want to use it. That's the amazing thing. What's haram, you want to get into that. What's halal? There's no fun. It's dry. Because the appetite now is spoiled. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. When Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi was in his final illness, about to depart from this world, he uttered the following poems, in which he declared Al-Hasib to be sufficient for him. Anta hasbi wa fika lil qalbi hasbu wa li hasbi in sahali fika hasbu la ubali mata widaduka li saha min ad-dahri ma ta'arada khatbu. You are sufficient for me in my heart, he says to Allah. You are sufficient for me. In my heart I possess only good thoughts regarding you. My good thoughts regarding you are sufficient. Since I have attained true love for you, I do not care for any worries and difficulties. Allah is sufficient for me. This is what you must get now. That Allah is sufficient for me. But we see now these husband and wife also, they say, well, I don't need you. Then who you got? Friends. What do you say? I got my Allah. I got friends. I don't need you. Somebody will pick me up. I can go here. I can do this. I. All things about this. Feminism, liberalism, being free. No rules. Right? No consequences. Just carry on. You say, Allah, you are sufficient for me. Another meaning of Al-Hasib is the being who takes a complete and quick reckoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His perfect knowledge and complete power can take reckoning of every single person. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, He can reward someone for a small action. Or He can punish quickly for any sin committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. We will place the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah. There justice will prevail. Dunya has become such a place right now, we don't know what the realities are. Dajjali Zamana, Dajjal the big deceiver. We really don't know what's the reality. What's the reality behind the wife? What's the reality behind the children? What's the reality behind this one, that one? We're just carrying on. Myself, I don't even know which way I'm going also. Only reality, Hazrat said, Al-Haqqul Mubeen. That Haqq which is absolutely apparent, clear. It's Quran Sharif, Salah, Dhikrullah, the Deen of Allah. Absolute Haqq. Absolute clear, no doubt in it. Why waste your time in something else? I'm not sure about this business, is it a profit or not. But so much you put your time in your Quran. This is the haqq, the truth. It'll never fail you. It will never fail you. Your salah will never fail you. But so much effort you're putting in everything else, and so much of yaqeen and trust, I mean, they're still failing us. They're still failing us. And then too, we're not learning, we have to come back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The name Al-Hasib is sufficient to awaken every such person who is down in desires. Waken him up. Why are you in desires? Allah will suffice you. Get rid of your desires. Far from deen and completely unmindful. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to take reckoning of one's past when He wills. If you know Allah can bring my whole records back, then walk straight now. Allah can bring it and He can take me to task for it. Allah can take me to task for it. So better I walk straight now. Allah can take my reckoning in this dunya also. Before I can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can already take my reckoning. And Allah, when He will topple someone, تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah wants to give izzat, Allah will raise you with honor. If Allah wants to drop you, nobody can pick you up. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can take your reckoning just like that. Allah can open the record just like that. And before you know it, Ya Allah. And we can see internationally how records are being opened up. And it's become now public knowledge. What do they call it? WikiLeaks, isn't it? It's leaked out. High profile documents leaked out. Let me show you. Nothing can remain a secret anymore. Dunya has become now, nothing can remain a secret anymore. If Allah Ta'ala wants to leak it out and take your hisab kitab, Allah doesn't have to take your hisab. Let insan take your hisab. Let insan take your hisab on the groups and see after that. What will happen to insan, Allah will let it go after that. Allah says, better you come. Walk straight to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah will suffice you. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're discussing ilajul ghadab, the cure for anger. As you hear from our Hazrat Wala, anger is an illegitimate child of pride. Illegitimate child of pride. Anger stems from pride. What is pride? Who are you to tell me? Don't tap my toes. What I'll do to you? Whether it's the wife, whether it's the children, whether it's associates, whether it's friends, whatever it is. Pride comes, anger comes from pride. It's a killer disease. Who it kills? It'll kill the people around you. End of the day, it'll kill you also. Allah Ta'ala save us. So last week we discussed about Hazrat Mirza Jan Janija Rahmatullah Ali. He is very, very sensitive nature. But how Allah Ta'ala tested him. What a big buzruk. Allah Ta'ala made him marry the most crooked woman in Delhi. Alright. One we can say to make is islah. But for buzruks like this is to raise them. Is to raise them, bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, now all is achieved. All is achieved through this ill-tempered wife of mine. Through making sabr upon her, I bear patiently the difficulties she causes me. Patiently the difficulties she causes me. Allah has blessed me with steadfastness upon him. This tolerance then also rewarded me for it. Now Almighty Allah, what a big buzruk. Should be having a blissful life with his wife. Blissful life with his wife. But sometime, that bliss, we're going to add on a few more letters to make it blister life. Everything is a blister, ya Allah. Do this is a blister. Do that is not right. Everything is not right. She's on my back all the time. But, ya Allah, this is a buzruk. She's having a good life. Who said that? Yes, Allah said, I'll give you, فَلَنُوحِيَنَّ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. I will give you a blissful life. But where you'll find it? Where Allah Ta'ala kept it. Where Allah Ta'ala kept it, you'll find blissful life, not in the pedal tennis, not in the sports, not in the fishing. Allah hasn't kept it there. Who told us the sukoon in the kufar told us? Nabi Fala didn't say go a little bit fishing and find sukoon. Kufar told us. They go there, enough time for zikr. Go and sit there and while your life away. Go and play some sports, you'll have fun. No hadith told us that. Who told us about that? Not our deen, not Quran, not hadith, not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told us make zikr of Allah. But I'm not finding the sweetness there. In salah, I'm not finding it there. Because we've got other things in our life. So we're not going to find it there. The heart will not be inclined towards it. The heart will not be inclined towards it. So we have to get rid of all this. One is now, what's Hazrat was saying, get rid of the haram. Now we're saying, get rid of the layani. What's layani? What is layani? Futile activities, futile. No benefit really. No real benefit. Now Asadi sent me also last week, they got this something called Jum Anashids. Subhanallah, Jum Anashids. Special Anashid for Jum. They sent it to me, asked me, what is up with Jais? Whether the Jum is Jais is another question. Alright. Even the name of the gym also, we don't like even to take it. Right? What active is it called? Virgin active. Now, Baba, what are you doing in a place like that? Such a shameful name also. She's supposed to be, the virgin is supposed to be quietly at home, not active. But now he's going there. And now, even that Anashi was full of thump on his, ya Allah, I can't even listen to this. He said, say haram, you can't even listen to this. He's giving you a high, this thing. He's giving you a high, not a spiritual high. Some other high he's getting there. I said, you can't listen to this. But you see all these things now. People are doing. So you won't get the the enjoyment of the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You don't get the enjoyment of salah after that. And they tell the brothers, you can't go jump, but stop, I read my namaz and go. So namaz is making it halal. Namaz is making the intermingling halal. Right? Before people used to go to bicycle also, read the namaz and go first. Right? So it doesn't make it halal, but it's not haram. Reading namaz and putting TV on, doesn't make TV halal. Is that permissible? It's haram, it's haram. You can understand this. Is there a place for a Muslim? This concepts now of gym also, is that an Islamic concept? It's layani. You want to do exercise? The Islamic way how to train? For what you're training? What's the niyat? What's the genuine niyat? What are you training? What are you doing it for, etc.? Then yes. Ask ulama ikram. Ask the mashayikh. How do... But if you got our daily syllabus, there's no time for anything else. If you got your faraiz, to get my faraiz, especially now when the days are so short, is a task. Then to put my nawafil, then to get my Quran tilawat. But that's enough to keep me busy, and that's enough training for me. Mind training, physical training, to get all my namaz. How many rakats in a day? Person is 12 rakats sunnat in a day. 12 rakats sunnat in a day. Now within now, 12 rakats sunnat. 2 of fajr, 6 of zuhr. 4 before, 2 after. Then the 2 of maghrib, and the 2 of isha. 12 altogether. There's only 12 rakats already. Besides your ghair mu'akkada and your nawafil, just on that, Nabi alayhi salam promised a person with his 12 sunnahs for the day, Allah will build him a palace in Jannah. Allah will build him a palace in Jannah. But how many of us were now my eye on the penthouse and I get one day, certain place, buy a flat over here, investment. Allah say, you want investment, invest with me. Here your 12 sunnahs a day, invested. What an investment that is now. Right. When you go in Jannah, how many you got? How many properties? Ya Allah. Only on my sunnahs every day. Do the nawafid, Allahu Akbar. What Allah won't give after that? So Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, Rahmatullah Ali, friends, after bringing iman, to remain firm on iman is called steadfastness, what we call istiqamat. As is stated in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. There are many who remain awliya for one moment. At the next moment, they turn into devils. They turn into devils. Zakim Saab used to say also, V.F. Masjid Wala, sitting in the majlis, mashallah, the way he's shaking his head also, subhanallah, Sati Asman Ponj Gaya. He reached the seventh heaven already. He's going home with 1,000 dana tisbih in the house. Brother says, when the wife opens the door, he can't even see her. If you look at the noor of Allah's arsh, he says, Baba, put your tisbih away, and look at the noor on your wife's face. Make salam with her. But no. Hut! Just move from here. Hazrat came now. We call him Hazrat at home. Okay, but it's not taqwa that. It's not taqwa that. Taqwa has got its place also. Taqwa has its place also. One moment is a wali of Allah, next moment at home now. Don't know who this person is, like a devil. There in the musalla, in the business also, mashallah, he read the kitab, performed the namaz, come out from there, now his profile changed now. Now the profile changed. There, mashallah, he was a hafiz of Quran in the musalla, performed the namaz in the business, came out into the office, now their language changes. Allah, what happened to the boss? No, what did he... And one Saadi told me also, on Ramadan, so I was speaking to him, so he said, no, Ramadan, I can't fast. I say, why? He says, see, the work I'm involved in is in construction. He says, the boys that work with me don't understand proper English. They only understand different type of English. So I'm going to use that type of English, and if you speak like that, then your roza breaks. He's giving me the fatwa. Rosa breaks. So therefore, I don't want to do double sin. I said, no, don't come with your own logic over here. You have to keep Rosa still. He said, but I have to use the language. He said, you still have to keep Rosa, but the barakat of Rosa, inshallah, you won't swear. But he couldn't understand it. He said, no, work won't get done. The work won't get done. What he's saying, Allah is just sufficient for me. I have to go shaitani way now for the work to get done. For a few days they are like angels, but when the self and nafs overpowers them, then they become devils. When anger overpowered them, they did not think who they are and who is Allah. Then they forgot that Allah has power over me. And they even forget that a little while ago they were making tilawat. Last night they performed tahajjud and even read ishraq this morning. In anger they change into shaitan. Say what they want to. And even started beating someone up. Why is such a person called a shaitan? Because shaitan is created from fire. And it is stated in the hadith that anger is also created from fire. So it becomes their own shaitan. The reality of anger, Allama Arusi rahmatullah alayhi quotes a hadith in Ruhul Ma'ani tafsir. اتقوا الغضب فإنه جمرة تتوقدوا في قلب ابن آدم. Save yourself from anger because it is a flaming fire which burns the heart of the son of Adam. It's a burning fire that burns the heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained through two proofs that the matter and substance of anger is fire. One is ألم تروا إلى انتفاخ أوداجه وحمرة عينه. Do you not see the veins of an angry person's throat, his neck swells up, and the eyes become red? Like one shaitan is. Like one shaitan. And you can't control it. And yes, sometimes anger becomes a person's trait after that. Becomes a trait. Like how sometimes we hear, when it comes to jinnat also. This is how shaitani who jinnat work. Become like one jinnat, like one shaitan. Jinnat also, person is athar on him, there's jinnat on him, initially now, some problems happen, stomach paining, head paining, when he's left for a long period of time, then he becomes medical. Damages the body thereafter. Anger is same thing. Anger is same thing. Allah Ta'ala wired the brain correctly, person didn't control his anger, even the children are left now to throw tantrums. But the Shaykh says, Rahmah, clearly in his Kitafaz al-Amal, he says, keep the rod hanging in the house. You have to beat up the child, but the child must know. There'll be consequences for your tantrum. Nowadays he's cute. The way he's talking, the words he's using, and how he's behaving is cute. You know, in our days now, when you sit with our fathers, Ya Allah, full the qabr with nur. Big people are sitting. What they'll tell you? Just count the cows outside. Count the bricks outside. You know you must disappear. Now you tell the boy that, you see the wall is painted. There's no bricks. Why? He's Mr. Google. Because you give him the cell phone. He can count the cars. He said, check on the camera. Why I must go outside? Can't tell him anything nowadays. They're smarter than us. They're smarter than us. They don't know respect anymore. And we smile. It's how clever he is. See how clever he is. They say, he must make him doctor. Why? He make you a lot of money. He make you a lot of money. People talk like that, unfortunately, you know. Right. But we can see how far we've gone. Then the child grows up like this with anger. Can't recognize authority. The wife can't recognize the husband's authority. Husband can't have rahmat upon the wife. Children can't recognize authority of the parents anymore. The parents say something, keep quiet. Keep quiet. No, but my father is wrong. Why keep quiet? We said father is wrong. You get on right hand. Then you forget the wrong word also. You'll come right. Now this. Can't hear the child. I can't tell him anything. What they call it now? Some no, corporal. Now they call it some gentle word they use now. Gentle tarbiyat or something. Talk to the child nice and sweet. Just be calm. Don't get him excited. Don't let him sit on your head a little bit. Tell him better sit down quietly. But the child doesn't understand the language. Sit down quietly. So the child says, keep the rod hanging. You must see the rod, you must know. That the discipline. This discipline has to be meted out. We don't say beat the child up, haram to beat him up. But he has to understand authority in the house. So this gentle caring, whatever it is, only plays a time for that when the child, whatever age it may be. But we can see what's happening. Where the mothers now are giving birth to their masters. They are afraid of the children now. And children will say, I'll leave home. I'll run away. But if we sit, the father will say, the front door. Go. Right, boy? Hit the front door. Go, pack up and go, see where you're going to go. Nowadays, they're gone. You don't even realize also, they got your spare phone in their back pocket, and they got your virtual card already loaded on it. And they already got Uber, Bolt, and Kareem already. Whether they're going overseas or local, it already happened already one couple in Australia. 13-year-old boy disappeared. Had to trace him. How they traced him via credit card, they found him on a cruise somewhere in the Mediterranean, somewhere there. 13-year-old boy, booked everything online, got his passport organized, got his visas and all done, booked his friends, and he was going for holiday. Our government says, no, we can't lock him up underage. He became a hit in Australia. What a boy this was. Became a hit, became an icon. Became an icon. This is dunya now. So do you not see that the veins of an angry person's throat swells up and the eyes become red, the eyes being the windows to the soul. The eyes being the windows to the soul, through which one can see the fire inside the heart. So anger is definitely fire. In anger, people commit such actions which cannot be practiced otherwise. People have even sworn at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anger. And the sharia in anger does become in kafirs. May Allah save us. In anger, one fights one's parents, is harsh to one's wife or husband, and oppresses her, causing her to draw deep sighs of lamentation. In anger, as it says nowadays, the husband is afraid now. If you hear the complaints, neighbors will say, when she loses her head, we take cover also. Because when she shouts, as she starts shouting, we say, Bishara, Mulli Sahab, you must be making a lot of sabr. Making a lot of sabr. We hear it commonly nowadays. Husband is sitting quietly. He's afraid now that she's going to leave him. He's afraid she's going to leave him. So the whole tables have turned around. Yes, there are those where the husband still has his problem. The wife becomes insolent towards the husband. A son fights with his father. A student fights with his teacher. A disciple fights with his spiritual guide. An ummati fights with the Nabi. And the bondsman fights with Allah. With this dangerous illness, one is deprived of his venerable elders' kindness. One who respects his elders will be rewarded by the kindness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with tawfiq to fully submit to our elders and to tolerate whatever they tell us. I do request you to make dua in this matter. That's why Hazrat says that if we cannot recognize and respect and be obedient to our parents and elders who we can see. If we can't be obedient to them, how can you be obedient to the one you can't see? You can't see Allah. You can't submit now to your parents or to your elders or somebody senior or somebody that is your muhsin or kind to you. You can't submit and listen and be keep quiet and do as they tell you. How are you going to listen to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? How are you going to fulfill the command of Allah? How are you going to adopt the sunnah of the Nabi? This is all practice at home. The way the child submits to the parents. You understand? Father says, whatever you say, Abba, I'm happy with it. Whatever you say, I'm submit to it. I've got no rai, I've got no opinion, nothing. If it's a haram, it's different. Then the child must say. The father is saying something, the child has no ego, no pride. Husband and wife also, we submit. Then Allah gives tawfiq now to submit to him. We can't submit to insan who we can see. How are you going to submit to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, inshallah. Execute, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum ana jaleesu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه
Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة وقنا عذاب النار، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا بديع السماوات والأرض، يا أرحم الراحمين، أو كريم رحيم الله. يا الله forgive us for all our sins, O my Allah. يا الله the sins of the eyes, O my Allah. The sins of the heart, O my Allah. The sins of the hand, the tongues and the ears. O Kareem Rahim Allah, you gave us all these faculties, O my Allah, to ponder over your muhabbat, over your sifat, over your beautiful names. Ya Allah, to attain your muhabbat and your love, Ya Allah, to lead a clean and pure life, a chaste life, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, our lives have come out in filth and dirt, O my Allah. Ya Allah, only you have kept us, O my Allah, close to the masjid, O my Allah. Only you have kept us within iman, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with taqwa, keep us with iman, keep us in your rahmat, Ya Allah, keep us in your muhabbat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us pure and clean, give us taqwa, give us salah. Ya Allah, give us righteousness, Ya Allah, give us piety, O my Allah. Give us humility and humbleness, O my Allah. Remove all the filth of the heart, O my Allah. Be it pride, be it anger, malice, Ya Allah. Be it jealousy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, be it, Ya Allah, to do things for name and fame, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us sincerity in all our a'mal. Ya Allah, let every breath of our lives, every step be only for your pleasure. Ya Allah, keep us in your obedience, O my Allah. Keep us in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the reality of deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, show us the reality of this dunya. Save us from deception, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us plenty of halal, save us from haram, save us from your anger. Ya Allah, keep us, Ya Allah, in your rahmat, Ya Allah. Give us taraqi and progress all the time. Become closer to you. Ya Allah, save us from slipping away from you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us istiqamah and steadfastness. Oh, my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, keep us, Ya Allah, upon iman, upon taqwa. Ya Allah, give us the mot upon iman and taqwa in a condition you are happy with us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept us all for the khidmat of deen, O my Allah. Those in debts, Ya Allah, remove the debts, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, those in usury and interest and riba, O my Allah, replace with plenty of halal, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make the focal point and focus of our lives your deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from being so involved in dunya. It takes us away from our salah and our Quran and our dhikrullah and striving in your path, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Make our dunya easy for us. Make our deen easy for us. Make our akhirat easy for us. Oh my Allah, all those of marriageable age, oh my Allah, grant them, Ya Allah, pious and beautiful spouses, oh my Allah, all those, Ya Allah, don't have children, Ya Allah, grant them beautiful and normal children, oh my Allah, all those that have children, oh my Allah, grant them pious offspring, oh my Allah, that be an asset to the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, teach us our deen, oh my Allah, teach us taqwa, oh my Allah, Ya Allah, teach us how to be true ummatis and true slaves of yours, Ya Allah, those that have rights upon us, oh my Allah, give us sufi to fulfill all their rights. Allah, the rights that you have upon us, the rights of the Quran, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the energy, give us the tawfiq, the ability to fulfill all the rights that are upon us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us mut upon Iman. Ya Allah, we shukr for all the ni'mas and the bounties you have given us. Ya Allah, the ni'mat of Iman, the ni'mat of Islam. Ya Allah, the ni'mat of our homes, of the masajid, of our cars, and the food and families. Ya Allah, and our children and parents, Ya Allah, and all the bounties you have given us. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to thank you over and over again. Ya Allah, we are too weak to be tested in any way, O my Allah. Keep us with afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Save us from bimaridis, illnesses in the hospitals, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those that are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, grant them shifa, ya adil, kamil, mustami, relieve them of the pain, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to be qadr of our deen, the day of Jum'ah. O my Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Unite the ummah upon the haqq and the truth. Save us in the fitnas around us, O my Allah. Give us the realities, O my Allah. Keep us close to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give our Shaykh, our Hazrat Wala, the best of health, afi, sihat, and salam with the entire family. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to benefit to the maximum from our Hazrat Wala, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Reward all our asatiza, reward our parents. Give them the afi, sihat, and salam with the past one, Ya Allah, full the qabr and noor. Ya Allah, raise them, O my Allah. Save them and asma adab e qabr. Ya Allah, send down for them the silken bedding of Jannah, open the windows of Jannah upon them, Ya Allah, and the day of Qiyamah is us and them under the shade of your Arsh. Save us from the heat of the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, give us plenty of your ni'mas in the day of Qiyamah, and give us Jannah al-Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabu al-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Actually, brothers are requested just to wait a few minutes. Alhamdulillah, by the advice and the instruction of our Sheikh, many brothers are bi'at, alhamdulillah. And it's a system of our mashayikh that as we proceed in our spiritual life, then as our Sheikh has given us also ijazah and permission to start majalis. For the silsila of majalis and programs, the teaching of our Sheikh and Sharia and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to continue to the day of Qiyamah. So there is a system that is adopted by our mashayikh. It's coming down from Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where we call it khilafat. The person gives khilafat, where he gives others permission now to continue the advice, to continue the work. In no way it means now that I am better than anybody else. How was it explained to us also, when he gave permission now to start the majlis, then he says it means that you have potential to do work. Is that you're not using your potential. I mean, also in school, in madrasa, who will make the prefect of the class, the monitor? The naughty one. Why? So he comes right. Rather, it says you're putting you all in the same position, so you also start behaving. That doesn't mean anyway now that if somebody is given khilafat, they will ponche galahe. MashaAllah, now he's on a different level altogether. He's just a booster, so to say. And that, Hazrat says to we see who comes to the program. Who has talab, who has desire, who's making mashwara, who's keeping the contact, who's taking the advices, who's implementing it in their homes, who's really trying. So based upon all these things over here, then our Hazrat says, they give permission to others also to start the majlis within their homes, with their families, with their in their workplaces, with their workers, with their satis over there. Whichever department they may be in, same kitabs we are reading. Now read it over there. Read it over there also and spread the teachings of deen. What will happen now, we only learn it here, and we don't spread it. The thing is, now the deen has to spread. So what happens now, the mashayikh, they give responsibilities. And now we are giving you permission to continue the same work now, wherever you may be in your sphere of life, continue the teachings, the others benefit also. So this entire thing continues. So like this every year, Hazrat also, he gives many, many murids, what we call khilafat, so that now they can, so they feel the responsibility to change faster, quicker, and to continue the work also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So there are a few brothers that we gave permission also to continue the work. Doesn't mean if I don't have permission, I mustn't do the work. I must still study, I must still carry on now, whatever I can. Alhamdulillah, as we move on, then Alhamdulillah, and Allah Ta'ala opens the doors. So we have a few that we'll give out tonight. We will call the brothers so they can take the kitabs, those that we give permission to. And so then they can also start the work, they can take the responsibility. Because Hazrat says also, that the Shaykh is at the focal point. At one time he told us, whatever you are coming here for, to get the muhabbat of Allah, get it as soon as possible, even without me also. If you can get it faster also, without, get the muhabbat of Allah, and go spread it in the world. That's our responsibility.
that we have come here to find Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to change our lives. And now when the responsibility is given by the Shaykh, they might not go and speak about it. Now you're sitting on the plane, you're sitting in the train, you're sitting in the business, now you'll prick your conscience, you know what, I've got to behave now, I have a responsibility now to take this on to the next person. So by no means, we Hazrat told us that by getting Khilafat, that now Alhamdulillah, he's a big Shaykh all of a sudden. No. Is now you start the work now, where you can spread it on. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. So we'll just call out the names, brothers can come forward, inshallah. Afi Shweb, mashallah. Fahim is not here. Fahim Akub is not here. Mawana Fahim Asmasa. MashaAllah. Taqabbal Allah. Mawana Fahim. Baymu Mazakir. Taqabbal. Haji Muhammad Murad. Where is Haji Muhammad? Baymu Muhammad Sinji. Mawana Suhail Padia. Mawana is here. Haji Muhammad Sinji. Ahmed Latif is here. Ahmed Latif is here. Not here. Abbas Imran Baila. Bay Arif Baila. Bay Muhammad Ali. See, we can see who the brothers are, so we have to trouble anybody, we can see who they are now. If we need any advice, we'll give them advice also, how to give advice, no problem, inshallah. Only Muhammad Riyad is here. Only Riyad is not here. Take care. Then Niyal is not here. Adi Faisal Jiba. Why is that here? Only Ibrahim. Sheikh is not here. No. Tahir Jiwa is here. By Tahir Jiwa. Not here. Yasin Jiwa. Not here truly. By Anur Ghani. By Muhammad Lavangi. MashaAllah. By Muhammad Lavangi, he'll be for Hajj next year. Next month. Next week, inshallah. Next week, inshallah. Allah Kabul, inshallah. So we got our representative there, inshallah. For Hajj, say Allah Ta'ala accept. Like, was that Murad? Wasim Parak? Not here. Hafiz Naeem Hassan? His name is here? No. Shaykh Bansa is not here. And Ahmad Usman is not here. Take care. When they come, we'll give it to them, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. As it says now, the main thing is to keep contact. The more we keep contact, and the more we move on to make our islah, Allah Ta'ala open the way. As we mentioned now, this doesn't mean I don't have the khilafat, so now I'm a setback. It means now I have to exert myself. Then Allah Ta'ala will open the way. Allah Ta'ala will take work, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa hamdaka ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.